It's Monday, March 19th, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. There was Hawaiian-born, California-raised Simone White doing an amazingly good song called The American War, which comes out in the relatively near future on her forthcoming album called Beekeeping: The Gentle Craft, which I look very forward to. I'm assuming it's going to have more stuff on it that sounds as good as that song, The American War, did, because I really like that American War song, so I'm hoping that there's other stuff just like it on the Beekeeping: The Gentle Craft record. I'm not sure when that comes out, because it doesn't seem to be announced when exactly it's coming out. It's just that it's coming out and that song's on it. But if you like that song and you want to pick it up now, you can. It's on a compilation from Kill Rock Stars called The Sound the Hare Heard, which seems to focus sort of on kind of folky sorts of music for the most part. And honestly, most of it not that spectacular. That song, though, mega standout track. There's other bands you like on there. There's Sufjan Stevens and Laura Veer and other, I forget what all bands, but there's a lot of bands, so you should check it out, the compilation. Look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Another song on The Sound the Hare Heard, which I like a whole lot, is called Best Friend Forever, and it's by Alicia Beebe. Alicia Beebe, you might have heard of her because she was one of the singers for the band Slumber Party, who I've played on the show before a long time ago. I played a remix of their song Electric Boots. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play the Alicia Beebe song, which I like a whole lot, from this The Sound of the Hare Heard album, and then I'm going to play an old favorite of Slumber Party. I'm going to play the original version of Electric Boots. So you have that to look forward to right this minute. Check it out, Alicia Beebe and Slumber Party, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Of a 7-day goodwill tour to 5 Latin American countries. Why?
My trip is to explain as clearly as I can that our nation is generous and compassionate.
Oh, you know what? That's great. I remember when other countries used to just, you know, see that? Anyway, to be fair, the president is backing up that talk with action. He recently announced a plan to cut aid to Latin America by 10%. I guess I'll just have to explain our generosity 10% more clearly.
Well, I saw you with her last night, and I hoped it would burn. To see you treat her so kind, it should turn my eyesight blind. But it only stayed off in my life, and on to the step like all the rest. Gotta put my boots on.
Liberals must stop saying President Bush hasn't asked Americans to sacrifice for the war on terror. On the contrary, he's asked us to sacrifice something enormous, our civil rights. Now, when I heard George Bush was reading my emails, I probably had the same reaction you did. George Bush can read? Yes, he can. And this administration has read your phone records, credit card statements, mail, internet logs. I can't tell if they're fighting a war on terror or producing the next season of Cheaters. I mail myself a copy of the Constitution every morning just on the hope they'll open it and see what it says. So when it comes to sacrifice, don't kid yourself. You have given up a lot. You've given up faith in your government's honesty, the goodwill of people overseas, and 6/10 of the Bill of Rights. Here's what you've sacrificed. Search and seizure, warrants, self-incrimination, trial by jury, cruel and unusual punishment. Here's what you have left. Handguns, religion, and they can't make you quarter a British soldier. Look, George Bush has never been too bright about understanding foreigners, but he does know Americans. He asked this generation to sacrifice the things he knew we would not miss, our privacy and our morality. He let us keep the money.
And the
conclusion, after 9/11, President Bush told us Osama bin Laden could run, but he couldn't hide. But then he ran and hid. So Bush went to Plan B, pissing on the Constitution and torturing random people. Conservatives always say the great thing Reagan did was make us feel good about America again. Well, do you feel good about America now? I'll give you my answer. And to get it out of me, you don't even have to hold my head underwater and have a snarling guard dog rip my nuts off. No, I don't feel very good about that. They say evil happens when good men do nothing. Well, the Democrats prove it also happens when mediocre people do nothing.
There was two songs in a row by The Apples and Stereo, a band I've never actually played on the Sounds of My Head before. I think mainly because since I've been doing the show, they haven't put out any songs I liked. Like, they had a lot of good older songs, and then they had a few albums that were just really not that interesting, and so I just kind of didn't play anything by them. But anyway, their new album, which just came out recently called New Magnetic Wonder, is kind of a departure from their recent stuff, and it's pretty good. They're sort of innovating, and it sounds like pretty good stuff. So you just heard two songs. You heard Energy and Play Tough in that order. Energy is sort of like the first single, and I think it's pretty clear why. It's just like unbelievably kind of catchy and stuff. Like, you know, you hear it once and you're like, oh, I've heard that song a million times, right? And Play Tough is also really good, and there's a lot of other really good songs on the record, so If you haven't checked out the Apples in Stereo in a while, maybe now, with the new Magnetic Wonder, it's a good time to do it. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, new music from Andrew Bird, former violinist for the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Andrew Bird, a guy who, ever since his debut, has been putting out sort of more and more mainstream indie pop rock albums or something, and I've just never found him all that interesting. And actually, his new album, which comes out tomorrow, called Armchair Apocrypha, I have to admit, again, I'm not really all that impressed. For the most part, the songs, I just find them very dull. I don't know what it is. I like the guy, I just, something about the music, it's just like, yawn. But I say that, and I'm just gonna say there's one song, Heretics, which is just an outstanding song. I assume it's gonna be the first single or something, because it's just, it's a great song, and it doesn't really belong on an otherwise blah album, but it is. And so check it out, Andrew Bird from his new album, Armchair Apocrypha. This is the song, Heretics. Where else but on this episode of The Sounds in My Head?
Breath for too long till we're half sick about it. Tell us what we did wrong and you can blame us for it. Turn the clamp on our thumbs, we're so a doll about it. And tell us all about it. We're so a doll about it. How about some credit now? Credit is due for the damage that we've done. We have wrought upon ourselves and others with this slow, ambitious gun. And although pratfalls can be fun, encores can be fatal. And then I hear you say, thank God it's fatal, thank God it's fatal. Not shy, not shy, fatal, not shy, fatal. Thank God. Thank God it's fatal, thank God it's fatal. Not shy, not shy, fatal, not shy, fatal. Wait just a second now, it's not all that bad. Are we not having fun? Making mountains of handkerchiefs where the mascara always runs. So be careful when you're done. You're bound to get pussed later. What did I just hear you say? Thank God it's fatal. And we don't want to hear the sound of a door. No, we don't want to hear the sound of a door. And we don't want to read the signs that you bore. You know the kind of sign you hang on a door saying we'll be back, what a crack. Now don't you think we might have all that before? Now don't you think we might have all that before? Bored holes through our tongues to sing a song about it. Held our breath for too long till we're half sick about it. Tell us what we did wrong and you can blame us for it. Turn the clamp on our thumbs, we'll slow down about it.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was When I'm 64 and All You Need Is Love. Both Beatles songs, both covered by the Canadian Brass. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you April 2nd with a whole new episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.